Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle, and today I want to take you to 2 Kings. In fact, in chapter 21, we see that there were a few kings in Judah that were evil kings. In verse 16 of chapter 21, we see that Manasseh shed very much innocent blood till he filled Jerusalem from one end to another, besides his sin with which he made Judah sin in doing evil in the sight of the Lord. He was a bad king, and he died. Verse 18 says, he rested with his fathers and was buried in the garden of his own house in the garden of Uzzah. Then his son, Amon, reigned in his place. Now, Amon didn't reign for very long. Amon, it says in verse 19, was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned only 2 years. And verse 20 tells us that he did evil in the sight of the Lord, as his father Manasseh had done. So he walked in all the ways that his father had walked, and he served the idols that his father had served, and worshipped them. He forsook the Lord God of his fathers, and did not walk in the way of the Lord. The end of this chapter shows how he died. He was assassinated by his own servants. He was an evil man. Even so, he had been the king, and the people of the land executed all those who had conspired against King Amon. Then the people of the land made his son Josiah king in his place. And in chapter 22, we see what a turnaround that decision was. For in verse 1 of chapter 22, we see that Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in all the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Now you can see where this is going. We went from evil king to one who followed the goodness and the royal example of the honorable King David himself. The Bible calls him a son of David, for he was in the line of David, and it showed. There were some wonderful things that he did. Now, in those first two verses of chapter 22, I gave you a wonderful account of a change of pace that one would think would get Judah back on track. And very obviously, it did. It helped the people to know that they had a godly king, and undoubtedly, while he was still very young, he had to have some godly advice. A lot of help came to help this young king get it right, so that as he grew older, he would seek the Lord. He would seek how to please the God of Israel. He would seek how he could be a man of God and still keep the throne. For sometimes the power of the throne turns the head of one who would have been a godly man. For power seems to corrupt. It's been said that absolute power corrupts absolutely. But the truth is, this young man had good advice and he had a good heart. In the next couple of days, I would like to bring you some of the examples of how this young king, as he matured, seemed to get better and better, and how he found that even while he was doing well, he and all of Judah needed something more. And I want you to know that no matter how good you are, no matter how well you have begun your walk in this life. If you do not know the Lord, if you are simply counting on being a good enough person, a good man, a good woman, or a young person who is striving to get it right, we can't do it without God's help. The Ten Commandments give us some guidance, but even Jesus told us that we cannot keep all of those commandments, and therefore we need something more. That something more, of course, is Jesus himself. And in the next days, we'll talk about how Josiah found his way to God, and how you and I can know God even better by not only trusting Jesus, but by doing what Josiah would be doing, and that is finding his way into the Word of God. Oh, there is more coming. Don't miss a single day of Moments of Grace. And I will be back tomorrow with more. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is onegracemode@gmail.com.